It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security. Welcome to the National Security Hour. This is Ed Hoglund, your host for this evening. Tonight, we're going to go to some strategically important discussions. Now, you've heard me talk about the cognitive war here, especially on this network, the American Out Loud Talk Radio Network. The reason I do that is because in this battle between good and evil, we must fully understand not only what this war is about, but also how we can fight back and how you as individuals can add to that fight. But to understand the war, we must get out of the myopic, narrow view that we have day to day here in the United States and take a longer, more strategic view as to what's happening around us. Step back, basically, from the forest to see the trees and realize and understand what's actually happening here. Now, tonight's episode, I'm going to talk about intelligence failures and strategic ignorance. What's our plan for China? Intelligence failures and strategic ignorance. What's our plan for China? China has a multifaceted strategy that I've talked about numerous times with Dr. Li Mingyan on both her show, The Voice of Dr. Yan, and here on the National Security Hour. We bring this discussion to you on unrestricted warfare because the means, the ways, the means, and methods that China uses to subvert America are mostly under the radar. And when they're not under the radar and they're directly in her face, people still don't seem to realize what's really happening. So I'm going to take a couple examples today and walk through them as to where we're at with China and what we should be doing to China. As I talk through, as I've talked through before, I'm going to apply my four-point strategy for how we address type these things. So I'll talk to each of these issues tonight, and then I'll talk about how we seize the narrative, how we drive a proactive and positive legislative agenda to address the issue, what we must do in this regard to overhaul our national security, and very importantly, how do we ensure the resiliency of our republic, constitution, and freedoms? So let's begin first with the topic that I've covered a couple of different times, but it's important for me to bring back up. Because in our myopic day-to-day world, this day-to-day driven world of the hour, the minutes, and seconds, we forget a lot of things, and we need to go back and look at them again. One of these critical things is the illegal bioweapons lab and the fiasco that happened in California, and what's going on with that. Now, there's only a few papers like the Epoch Times continues to report on this, but it's critically important for Americans to understand what exactly is going on here. So let's look at some different timelines here. And so in an article by Steve Hispis and Ler Zhao, they go into some detail on here, and I'd like to cover some of this. So first of all, and remember, this lab in California was a bio lab that was full of thousands of vials of possibly infectious pathogens. Now, why is this important? Because if you remember COVID, the China flu, it murdered over 1 million Americans. And it continues to murder people, not only in America, but worldwide. This bio lab was full of thousands of potentially deadly pathogens like COVID. Now, Jeslyn Harper, it says in the article, a city of Ridley code enforcement officer, in my opinion, a true hero here. He's the one that called the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for advice on whether, when she identified this facility, to keep the power on or off. Okay, in her words, it was a very short-lived and frustrating phone call that ended with the CDC hanging up on her. Now get this. She's reporting she's reporting an illegal bioweapons lab that has thousands of pathogens. And what does our bureaucratic office, the CCC, do? They hang up on her. They hang up on her. Now, what's interesting here also, that was in March 2023. This was months after Mrs. Harper had first discovered the biolab in December of 2022. Okay, December of 2022. It's almost a couple years later now, okay? And we're only hearing drips and drabs about this lab come out on a continual basis. Thousands of vials, the article said, of potentially infectious agents, including ones labeled as coronavirus, chlamydia, E. coli, streptococcus pneumonia, HIV, hepatitis, herpes, rubella, and malaria. And then amongst all this, there's also a freezer, one of a couple dozen freezers, which was labeled Ebola. And along with this, as we've discussed before, were 1,000 lab mice being kept for experimentation. Now, this is just amazing here. So, discovered in December 2022, in March 23, Mrs. Harper calls and asks about shutting off the power. Okay. And so you have months, and the response has been underwhelming, significantly underwhelming. Now, in early May 2023, the article notes that the CDC, along with several other agencies, including the Food and Drug Administration, the Fresno County Department of Health, and the California Department of Public Health, spent 2 days inspecting the facility. So in May, 5 to 6 months after this place was identified, okay, 5 to 6 months, they go and look at this. Now think about the East Palestine, Ohio derailment and the cluster F that happened there with a train derailment and chemical spill is a fiasco. And just with this fiasco, over a year later, there's still different problems and everything else with it. Here you have in California an illegal bioweapons lab that contains multiple different pathogens that could cause millions of deaths. And as we reported, the people who own this site were looking to move it further down towards a National Guard site near a major international airport, which has millions of travelers per year. Now, why is this important? The reason why this is important is because when you have such pathogens and you release them, or if you did release them in the United States, you could do so from multiple different places, as I said, spread them through the airport to multiple different cities with little to no effort. And then the key aspect here is there's little to no attribution. How do you attribute where these different pathogens came from? Okay. By the time they figured it out, given it took them 6 freaking months to go and inspect this facility, how do you think, and what do you think the response time would be to figure out where these things came from? As millions of people started dropping over like flies, dead flies. So that's a critical aspect to keep in mind here. Okay. This is not just a bioweapons lab and we forget about it and go on about our daily business. What the hell is this facility doing here in the United States? It's tied to the Chinese CCP, as I go into some detail here in a moment. And as I've talked before with Dr. Li Mingyan, who is, by the way, give her proper credit, one of the first to really point this out as a critical issue. Now, Representative Kevin Kiley, of California, told the Epoch Times that he's trying to find out why the CDC, okay, initially looked the other way. Okay, I'd say it's more than looked the other way. This completely ignored it. Quote, CDC officials confirmed that the CDC made a list of pathogens based solely on the labels that were placed on the samples. The CDC did not test these samples to assess whether the listed labels were correct or otherwise. This is from a congressional report. Congress has looked into this as well. So this is important to understand. So after this event here, Congress looked into this well, and they came out with this report. some of which I'll cover here in this article. But do you hear anything more about this in the news? You have the potential for a biolab to be a major bioweapons release across the United States here. And there's very little said about this, except for once in a while in the news, you see something about this. One can only hope that behind the scenes is a concerted effort by our federal bureaucracy and intelligence and national security apparatus to identify where were the different outlets that this lab was serving. Because this warehouse contained thousands of different vials, thousands of mice, and other aspects. Where else was it connected to? But you don't hear that in the news. And this is extremely alarming. Why? Because this is an intelligence failure. It's a massive intelligence failure. Inside the United States, the Chinese have put police stations, which were later identified in New York City and other cities. And now they're putting illegal bioweapons labs inside the United States. How many are there? Where are they? We don't know. Now, this should scare the hell out of Americans, because this is critical, potentially massively threatening things that could kill millions of Americans. Okay, and if you take a look at what would happen if the release of pathogens occurred and millions of Americans started dropping like flies and we couldn't attribute what happened, you now have a biological war ongoing, which is undermining, subverting America. Our economy would tank. It would tank significantly, just like it did with COVID, the China flu. Okay. The article goes on to say, quote, despite their limited local budget, local officials then offered to pay the CDC for the entirety of the costs for testing these samples. The CDC did not and left the site. The local community doesn't have government funds, okay, which we now have $37 trillion in debt. We spend the money like drunken sailors for pet projects and pet peeves for the line the pockets of I don't know who, the corrupt and complicit and compliant. But here the CDC has a chance to go ahead and investigate this further and get it paid for, and they declined. It was becoming apparent that behind the Chinese man who controlled the biolab was a tangled web of Chinese shell companies, the article notes, operating in the dark by several countries. Jesse Xu, a Chinese national wanted fugitive in Canada, controlled both this Universal Meditech Incorporated, which initially owned the biolab, and Prestige Biotech, which later overtook the lab. And what he's doing here, he's doing making different shell companies and hiding this whole activity. After the biolab was discovered, Mr. Xu, using false names, David He, introduced himself to Ridley City officials as a special representative of Universal Meditech and asked him not to destroy the pathogens and requested to move them to another location. Local officials refused. Then another 2 months after the CDC inspection, the Ebola freezer was discovered. So this blows my mind. Okay, they wait 6 months. They go in there. They do an inspection. They do an inspection for 2 days. But it's only 2 months later. 2 months later, after the CDC's inspection, the Ebola freezer was discovered. It was among 32 refrigerators, the freezers that Fresno County Public health staff said they observed on site. They, the CDC, didn't come. They didn't test. They didn't even ask us for a sample, Mrs. Harper said. She's the one who reported this stuff. Quote, as the CDC determined that at the time of the on-site reviews, there wasn't evidence of violation select agent and toxin regulations. CDC said they do not have regulatory authority and unilaterally enter and seize materials. So what good are they? President Trump, here's another organization. He probably cut 50% bureaucracy. It's a waste. The county, the article goes on to say, was left to coordinate the destruction of the freezer along with 103 103 tons of general waste and 448 gallons of medical and biological waste. So what blows my mind here is, so where is the Defense Threat Reduction Agency? Where is SOCOM, who is the lead for countering weapons of mass destruction? You don't hear about this in this article at all. You don't hear about this in this whole case related to the bioweapons lab. My question to the fraudulent President Biden is, why not? Why aren't we hearing about these things? Why aren't our key organizations that are supposed to be protecting us from weapons of mass destruction, bioweapons, for example, why aren't they involved in this? And if they are, what exactly are they doing at this point here? It just boggles the mind. The article notes the Select Committee noted that the CDC had confirmed that it didn't contact the National Biodefense Analysis and Countermeasures Center, the government biodefense laboratory located at Fort Detrick, Maryland, that could have potentially provided greater assistance. So not only did they not contact the National Biodefense and Analysis Countermeasures Centers, where's DITRA, SOCOM, and other elements? This required a whole government response. This required a whole government response. Why? Because we don't know how many more satellite locations that this facility was feeding. It really is amazing. And we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit more about this bioweapons lab, and then we're going to apply my four-point strategy to talk about this and what we can do about it. Make sure that America Out Loud Talk Radio Network is your one-stop shop for all of the things that we really care about if you want to think and understand what's really happening in America here. You can listen to us on any media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best-in-class applications on Apple, Android, Alexa. All of these stream 24/7, 7 days a week, and now you can hear them on podcasts on their various apps as well. So go to AmericanOutloud.news, AmericanOutloud.news. We'll be right back.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Welcome back to the NASA Security Hour. This is Ed Hoagland, your host for this evening. Tonight, we're talking about strategically important topics and intelligence failures and what's our strategy with China. Focus on China here. This is the global part of the cognitive war, but it's domestic as well. Why? Because as we're talking here, you have an illegal bioweapons lab in the heart of California, getting ready to move to a major national airport, which could then affect millions of Americans instantaneously. According to this article, it says, quote, according to an abatement warrant filed on June 15th, 2023, during a city inspection of the biolab on March 16th, 2023, a room was found housing hundreds of laboratory mice. This is according to the Select Committee report from Congress. The mice were genetically engineered to catch and carry COVID-19 virus, the report states. Now, Dr. Lehman Yen's pointed this out numerous times. These were special mice costing about $1 million plus. And in March 2023, the biotech president, Yao, emailed the city of Ely officials and asked about the mice. And the article says, according to the Select Committee report, she wrote in her email, the mice were a special purebred population that took 6 years to build up. 6 years to bring up, modify, and genetically engineer these mice, and were of special significance in the study of immunology and oncology. She also said that transgenic mice were biological assets that were worth hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. Now, when you take a look at the pictures of this site, though, what blows your mind is these lab mice, $1 million worth, okay, were not kept in the way you really need to maintain and keep these types of specific genetic mice. Ms. Yao asked the city to keep the mice and take care of them until she could travel to the United States from China. Saying she was delayed because of a visa backlog. Despite repeated requests from the city officials, Mrs. Yao failed to provide any certifications or licenses from any state or federal agency for storage and experimentation on mice and other laboratory activities at this Ely facility. Now, let me repeat that. She failed to provide any certifications or licenses from any state or federal agency for the storage and experimentation on mice. This is why this is an illegal bioweapons lab. This thing was operating under the radar in the middle of California with thousands of illegal pathogens that could kill hundreds of thousands, if not millions of US citizens. And it has these transgenic mice, which have been modified, the article says, in order to have the ability to simulate the human immune system. The mice were destroyed. Quote, we pleaded with the authorities prior to euthanizing, even after euthanizing these mice, to test these mice, but they refused to test them. Okay, this is from the same lady and the city official. So the CDC refused to test the vials. CDC misses a two-day inspection. Out of the 32 freezers, not like there's 100,000 of them, but 32 freezers, one labeled Ebola. I mean, how do you miss that? How do you miss something like that? And now they refuse to test the things. What's worse, before testing all this stuff, they destroyed all the different pathogens. So they have really no idea what was there. They have no idea of the biological genetic, the traceability of what these different pathogens were, all which are key from my perspective and an intelligence professional, key towards attribution. So why was all this, in my opinion, covered up? If it's covered up, why didn't they want to test it? Mr. Zhu, after lodging his multi-million dollar claims with the city and county, was lured to a meeting to purportedly to discuss terms of some settlement in October 2023. I mean, this is the guy who ran the lab, set it up illegally, then changed the names of the company. It was there outside the biolab in Ely where he was arrested by federal agents and charged with manufacturing and distributing misbranded medical devices and for making false statements to the FDA. Now, what I don't go into, which the article goes into, a very good article goes into detail on, is the number of different types of medical devices and other things they were distributing besides these pathogens and other things. Okay, Mr. Zhu pleaded not guilty to both charges in November 2023. He's currently still in Fresno County Jail, I believe. Now, in Canada and Hong Kong, the article goes on to say Mr. Zhu had been charged with stealing millions of dollars in intellectual property from U.S. counterparts, U.S. companies. And his network shows he was part of an ongoing transnational criminal enterprise with ties to Chinese Communist Party regime, for which he was ultimately charged in federal court. Now, this is from the Congressional Report. According to the U.S. State Department, military-civil fusion is an aggressive strategy the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, uses to develop a first-class military by removing barriers between civilian and commercial sectors and its military. Removing barriers between civilian and commercial sectors and its military. The State Department says the CCP gains ground in this strategy by also acquiring and diverting the world's cutting-edge technologies, including the theft, in order to achieve military dominance. Now, this is part of their unrestricted warfare. This is part of their cognitive warfare against the United States. But what do you note here? If Mr. Zhu, Canada and Hong Kong, okay, Canada and Hong Kong, he has different activities up there. They put a warrant out for him arrest. And he's operating this facility in the United States. Can we say intelligence failure? Massive intelligence failure? You have an illegal bioweapons lab in the heart of California from a guy who is doing the same thing up in Canada and stuff? This is where our titanium cylinders of sub-excellence show just how bifurcated and non-integrated they are. Now, prove me wrong. Maybe they have and understand this whole thing, everything that was going on, okay? And maybe they have it under control. We just don't hear about it because some super secret activity. But I doubt it. Because as we said before here, the different organizations that could have been involved in this and could have helped in this were not called, were not engaged. SOCOM, DITRA, and this place up at Fort Detrick. Okay. As documented in the Canada Supreme Court rulings and the Select Committee's report, Mr. Zhu stole U.S. intellectual property via these corporations and unlawfully transferred them to the Chinese regime. So here I go back to my old colleague at the Director of National Intelligence, Matt Olson. Matt Olson, Director Ray, and Attorney General Garland, let me ask you a question related to this activity here. You cancel Trump's counterintelligence program because of politically correct perception of targeting Chinese nationals. Well, those are the ones who are stealing the IP. You didn't say what you replaced it with. You stood up a new task force to go after the theft of intellectual property. But here's a guy who's doing business in Canada illegally and other countries illegally, puts an illegal bioweapons lab in the heart of California. And it sounds like you knew nothing of this. Again, massive intelligence failure. All right, think 9/11. A couple thousand people died. God bless them. China flu. 1 million people die. Fentanyl. 100,000 people. Now 400,000 people have been died and murdered because of fentanyl from China. Now you have an illegal bioweapons lab in the heart of California, which could kill tens of millions of Americans if they spread these pathogens. Non-attributable. The article goes on to say, in 2013, a business plan obtained by the Select Committee, Mr. Zhu indicated the value of the property took to China had a combined market value of $1.37 billion. Now, this is one guy with one company. We have hundreds of different individuals like Mr. Zhu running around America here. In Canada, Mr. Zhu used a vast network of Canadian and Chinese companies to steal intellectual property. They're doing the same thing here in the United States. Representative Kiley from California said he intends to ask the CDC if it has made any efforts to assess the risk on a nationwide scale as to these sort of rogue laboratories that are being operated essentially by foreign agents. So I applaud Representative Kiley. But I must ask our Congress, I must ask the Senate, I must ask the executive branch, where's the concerted effort to figure out what the hell's going on here? How widespread this is? How many satellite offices did this one bioweapons lab warehouse feed? How many other bioweapons lab warehouses are there around the United States? So how do we address this? Now we address this, let's talk about the four-point strategy in terms of how we address this. And then we're going to go into the China economy and strategically address whether we're prepared or not for its ultimate failure. But in this bioweapons lab, it speaks to another time after time major intelligence failure, the lack of coordination across our executive branch departments, operating like titanium cylinders of sub-excellence, as I write in my book, The Cognitive War, Why We Are Losing and How We Can Win. And in that book, I also talk about a four-point strategy and how to win this cognitive war. So let's apply this four-point strategy just to this bioweapons incident here. Seize the narrative. How do we seize the narrative? Well, the way to seize the narrative here is for Congress and others who actually give a dang to get out there and tell this story, to hold hearings with the CDC live on national TV, bring in the local and state officials, bring in Governor Newsom, subpoena him, subpoenas the different state, local, federal organizations who are tied here, bring in the FBI, bring in the Department of Justice, bring in the Special Operations Command, who is the lead for weapons of mass destruction efforts in the United States, and countering them. Bring them in and ask them, what the hell are they doing about this effort, this lab, this illegal bioweapons lab? And why was it able to operate undetected for so many years and bring in, remember, it took 6 years to develop the mice. Bring in 1,000 of these mice. How did they get in? How did they get the pathogens in? Was this aided by the cartels? Is this part of the same network they're using for fentanyl? So you have to seize the narrative. You seize the narrative by highlighting the truth to the public, bringing this out for the public to understand. And then concurrently, you put in a proactive and positive legislative agenda. Okay. Because obviously here, there are several major gaps and holes between local, state, and federal laws that provided, that inhibited and impeded providing adequate oversight and transparency and insight as to what was going on here. But China understands this. Why? Because they have 300,000 students in the United States. They study us. They use TikTok. They have 150 million Americans on TikTok. They study us, they study our laws, and they use the gaps and seams to then advance their unrestricted warfare, their cognitive warfare against the United States. Yet we see little or no action on that legislation. In simple terms, we've been given a major warning here, a major warning that could kill tens of millions of Americans. And despite that lack, despite that, we have a lack of open engagement by our national security apparatus, lack of efforts by Department of State, Department of Treasury to sanction China on this outrageously intrusive event. Okay, what's the punishment for China on this? So we need proactive and positive legislation to close those gaps and lose hold. Now, overhaul NASA security. I talk about this in my book at great extent. This is just another example of what I would view as a major intelligence failure of this ability of this lab to operate within the United States, allowing our adversaries the ability to not only develop bioweapons, but they could have released them. And they may still be able to release them. We don't know how many of these vials they've already transferred. How many of these mice? Are there thousands more? Okay. To likely hundreds of potential satellite locations from this central depot. It's just unbelievable. How many other warehouses are there? So this is a major intelligence failure that speaks to my continued calls to overhaul our NASA security apparatus, because the gaps, the seams, and the weaknesses between our intelligence community, our Department of Defense, Department of State, the CDC, and Health and Human Services are major, and they speak to what I talk about, the titanium cylinders of sub-excellence. Finally, ensure the resilience of our republic, constitution, and freedom. As Representative Riley noted and championed, others should do as well. Do we have to wait until several hundred thousand or 10 million Americans die? As I noted, the East Palestinian Ohio derailment and the lack of response there gives an open invitation to our adversaries to conduct bioattacks in and across major U.S. cities. We've seen the attacks on our food production facilities. What I didn't go into, which is also part of the article, was the ties to the agricultural section and agricultural industry, milk, cattle. To ensure our security, we must engage and inform and, yes, alarm the people. And we must ask for any and all help for reporting on such labs and potential facilities across the United States. So to ensure our resilience, our republic, constitution, and freedoms, it requires us to be open, transparent, and keep the pressure on related to this one specific incident. It's just amazing to me. You have tens of thousands of Chinese illegals pouring across the border. You have an illegal bioweapons lab. You have illegal police stations across the United States, all operating freely without impingement or obstruction between the seams and gaps. When we come back from break, I'm going to take us to a different topic, from the intelligence failure to the Chinese economy and its inevitable collapse, and ask, are we strategically prepared? You can find out more about my show, get all the latest podcasts, if you go to the menu navigation bar at AmericaOutloud.news under shows, our schedule. You'll see the National Security Hour and a slew of other great programs. Follow us, stay engaged, you'll be in the know. I'll be right back.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutloud.news, a place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Welcome back to the National Security Hour. I'm Ed Hoechlin, your host for this evening, as we discuss intelligence failures and strategic ignorance. What's our plan for China? I've taken two key elements here, one on the illegal bioweapons lab and the other on Chinese economy, to talk you through some critical strategic analysis and assessment of related to China and what we should be doing. When we take a look at China and their economy, we must remember just like with the old Soviet Union. Okay, just like the old Soviet Union, the propaganda and disinformation is out there and it's perpetuated. It perpetuates a Potemkin village picture. Okay, a Potemkin village picture that China is this robust, dynamic, growing economy. And it is to some extent, but there's a lot of lies, a lot of deceit, a lot of disinformation that's tied into there. Because remember, China, Communist Party, CCP. Chinese don't believe in communism. As I've said before, my definition of cognitive war, ideology, including communism, is but one ways people use to subvert, control, and subjugate. They also use different other ideologies. Okay, fascism, theocracy, etc. They use a variety of different ways, economic, political, military, biological, chemical. We just talked about that. But China, we must understand, China needs their economy to be somewhat robust and moving forward. Why? Because that's how they also maintain control and subjugate their people. Now, in the former Soviet Union, what happened was they couldn't keep up economically with the United States in the development of different capabilities. And what we saw there, okay, what we saw there was its inevitable collapse because they couldn't do that, because Ronald Reagan pushed the Star Wars aspects and it broke the bank. It broke the bank in the USSR. China is a little different story, but not that big a different story. Like the former USSR, failure will come. Okay, failure will come. Now, in an article here, again, in Epoch Times by Julia Ye and Sean Tseng, okay, they talk about global markets must brace for the major depreciation of yuan against the dollar. Okay, and I mentioned this is sort of like a Potemkin village here. In the article, they note global markets are bracing for a significant devaluation of the Chinese yuan as its depreciation shows no signs of abating. In response, Chinese authorities have initiated the sale of U.S. dollars via state-owned banks to mitigate further depreciation. Okay, have initiated the sale of U.S. dollars via state-owned banks to mitigate depreciation. Okay, in August of 2023, in line with international investors' expectations, the dollar to offshore yuan exchange rate surged to a 16-year high. It's a 7.3-to-1 threshold. Brent Donnelly, president of Spectra FX Solutions and a veteran foreign policy exchange trader, currently at HSBC in New York, noted that the offshore yuan's short-term implied volatility has been declining since October 2022, indicating the bias towards depreciation. The theoretical dollar to yuan FX rate, exchange rate, foreign exchange rate exceeds 1 to 20. Okay, right now 7.3. It'll be 20 to 1. A distinguished economist from Taiwan has noted that yuan has faced depreciation pressure since 2022. He posits that theoretically the dollar to yuan exchange rate could exceed 1 to 20. Okay, in another article in the Epoch Times by Evo Fu, says the CCP is mirrored in multiple crises. Now, why is this important? Because as I talk about in the book, The Cognitive War, Why We're Losing and How We Can Win, we are currently in a perpetual reactive posture. We wait for Russia to China, for Iran, our other adversaries to do things to which we react. That's a losing posture. We have to move to a more proactive posture of engagement and influence and drive our own cognitive warfare capabilities, capacity, and expertise, much like we did in the Cold War, to cause China, Iran, and others to react to us. Now, the reason I'm picking on the Chinese economy here is because, as we've seen after the China flu, there have been major implications internal to China and globally of China's economy. Why is that important? How does China fund its military? How does China fund its current expansion massive expansion of nuclear weapons? How does China provide loans to lure in and then entrap, okay, and extort different nations in the BRICS agreements? Okay, they do it by having an economy they can use to drive things. How else do they do it? By getting lemmings who are complacent, compliant, complicit, and corrupt here in the United States and elsewhere, whether from universities, whether from businesses, whether like the governor of California, or whether president of the United States, Biden, okay, compromised president, I believe. They get them to do things to then help our adversaries. But I'm focusing the economy here because it's critically important for people to understand is China does have significant weaknesses that we can exploit, but we are failing to do so. And because we fail to do so, we sit back on our rear ends and react, react, react. And in doing so, we give them time to recoup, to restructure, to address and refine their multifaceted strategy of unrestricted warfare against us. Much like Mr. Zhu in the prior segment, I talked about in the illegal bioweapons lab, went from Canada with multiple different companies stealing billions in intellectual property to the United States undetected and set up an illegal bioweapons undetected because we react. We're not being proactive here. And between the intelligence failures and the economy here I'm discussing with China, what's our strategy? What's our strategy here? What's our plan for China? So when we take a look at this second article here by Ms. Fu, it says cash-strapped governments have cut workers' salaries and delayed their bonuses. A public hospital, for example, in Gansu province is 15 months behind wages. Okay. 15 months behind the wages. So how are those people living? You know, those people have pressures on them. Just like everyone here knows, can you imagine going without your paycheck for 15 months? The article goes on to say plummeting demand has forced a medical equipment supplier in China, Chinese industrial hub, Shenzhen, to put employees on as much as 10 months of unpaid leave. The pessimism is seeping into all corners of Chinese society. The heavily indebted real estate market is filled with frustrated owners of unfinished properties and bankrupt developers have left behind. And we've seen this multiple times in the news lately. In some cities, housing prices have nosedived so steeply that property holders are offering their newly furnished houses for free just to get rid of the monthly mortgage payments. Let me reiterate that. The prices have dived so steeply that property holders are offering their newly furnished houses for free to get rid of the mortgage payments. It's unbelievable. But do you hear that from President Joe Manchurian, President Biden? No. You hear that from Powell? Okay. Do you hear that from Janet Yellen? Why not? No, what you see is you guys like Jeb and Newsom and Biden stuff step all over themselves. And they got Biden's case bumble and stumble all over himself to please his puppet master Xi. Now, the article goes on to say, while the Chinese populace has been willing to put up with abuses so long as their living standards were improving, that's no longer happening. And that's why I'm bringing this specific point up here. Like the former Soviet Union, okay, all dictators are suicidal by nature. To avoid self-suicide, they have to change the politics of their nation, or the people of that nation will overthrow them and subvert them. Why aren't we doing anything to help the people of China do that with Xi and the CCP? Okay. China could be a great economic powerhouse as a free nation. That's why I propose the One Free China policy and our overall strategy for the next 100 to 200 something years for every region of the world should be freedom and independence. And for those countries that are willing to go along with that, there'll be benefits. For those that are not, There should be penalties, restrictions, and purposeful influence operations to undermine and subvert them and remove the dictators. That's 100, 200-year policy and strategy, because it's going to take a while to do this in some different regions of the world. But as Ms. Fu writes, the populace was willing to put up with abuses so long as their living standards were improving, but they're not anymore. Now, while Beijing continues its campaign to control the narrative, faith in party leader Xi Jinping and the communist system is waning. Well, my perspective, it's not much different than the Soviet Union. When I was there on a number of INF inspections, intermediate nuclear force inspections, back in the late 80s and early 90s, I saw the people of Russia, of Ukraine, of Belarus. Great people, strong people, fervent people. But you could tell in their heart and soul, they didn't believe in the fallacy of the system under communism, and neither do the people in China. The article goes on to say top officials are using their status quo to move their children and assets abroad, while those in lower ranks are passively muddling along. Top officials are using their status to move their children and assets abroad, while those in lower ranks are passively muddling along. What's this sound like? People moving out of California, doesn't it? These are people fleeing Chinese Communist Party, but they're doing it because they also have the help and aiding of the CCP. They talk about the so-called elites, but talk about them as the leeches of society. By the numbers, the article notes that China ranks the highest in the world for departure of millionaires. 13,500 have left in 2023 alone. So when you steal and you keep stealing from the people and taking, okay, eventually the money runs out and the Ponzi scheme folds and the Potemkin village folds. The turn of sentiment among Chinese top echelons will be particularly alarming for the regime, as the party mantra has been to co-opt the elites and keep them on its side. Now, I do a parallel here back to the United States, because that's what Biden's doing with his so-called self-anointed elites, the leeches of society. His and Obama's shovel-ready jobs and the administration, his trillions of dollars he's spending, a lot of that money is going right to the pockets of their friends. Much like Gavin Newsom in California, I digress for a second, tweaked the new minimum wage law so Panera Bread supposedly could get a bypass there and get lesser impact. All this for $150,000 in donations. He's getting millions in return and benefits. In the article, it goes on to say there's a lesson learned from the Soviet Union that if you lose support of the elites, then that's the first step towards being overthrown. If you lose the support from the elites, that's the first step towards being overthrown. Flooding, drought, and hail ravaged crops and lands prided as China's breadbasket, cutting into Beijing's ambition to make the country self-sufficient in agriculture. Remember, China right now, this article notes, and it's been written about numerous times, is currently the world's largest food importer. So if you can't keep your economy rolling, it means you can't continue to appease the people to keep them subjugated. But now you take that and you pour gasoline on the fire, you can't feed them either, because you can't buy the grain and foods to bring in to help feed your populace. You got organizations like JP Morgan Chase and others who invest heavily in China. We need to stop doing that. We need to pull money back and cause the regime to fold, because it's a bankrupt regime. In 3 months through September 2023, foreign investors siphoned $12 billion out of China. First time such a cash run has happened since 1998, when Beijing began publishing such data. Hong Kong-based advocacy group China Labor Bulletin, in the article notes, recorded more than 1,900 protests and strikes in Chinese workers over unpaid wages in 2023. Now, there's a lot more protests than this that go on in China, but you don't hear about them. But there were almost 2,000 protests last year, okay, over unpaid wages. The fragility of the regime was exposed in late November 2022 when anger over the deaths and lockdown over COVID, the China flu policies, boiled over. and the resistance took up nationwide. And you remember seeing some of this on TV when they're holding up blank sheets of paper. Okay. It was the first time the Chinese people had made such bold demands on a larger scale since 1989 Tiananmen Square. The article noted. It has no idea that Chinese people still have the courage to express their free will in so many years of brainwashing. Okay. People understand what's going on. Okay. And this activist, Shang Junji, okay, he was expelled from school for protesting, pushed in a mental ward, and fed psychological drugs until he was able to escape. But what this points out here is China is a failed state. It's an inevitable time. What's our strategy, though, when it fails? What's our strategy to help them move from a CCP-controlled structure to a federated republic, set of republics of one free China republics and states? Doesn't exist. So you apply my four-point strategy very quickly here. We have to seize the narrative. So we need to a strategic messaging campaign that pushes forth my proposed one China policy, one free China, because we must embolden those who want to defy the Xi regime. We need to do so on the scale that we did with the USSR. From a legislative agenda, we need to have total divestment from China, starting with massive effort to move the pharmaceuticals like antibiotics back to the U.S. We need to expel the 300,000 Chinese students, and we need to also legally and put into law removal 70,000 illegal Chinese migrants. We need to overhaul national security apparatus because we do not have a proactive means to drive this cognitive war. We don't have the capabilities, we don't have the capacity, and we don't have the expertise like we had in the old Cold War. We need to make that back. And to ensure the resiliency of a republic, constitution, and freedoms, we need to educate our people on the threat from China, on the complicit, corrupt, and dealings of the Bidens, and highlight that, and provide the means for citizens to get engaged. I'm here in the National Security Hour to tell you what you need to hear, what you want to hear. I will go outside the fog of the daily chaos to give you a strategic perspective on national security issues and speak truth to power, the power of we the people, so we together can best ensure the resilience and security of a republic. Thanks for joining us on the mission. The National Security Hour is the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America.